Today's April 23rd, 2015. This is the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. Today is going to be a work session on House Bill 5010, the Columbia River Gorge Commission. But before we do that, there's some special guests in attendance today from Eastern Oregon University, the Mountaineers, as I am told. Senator Hansel, would you like to introduce them?
Well, I certainly would. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I'm honored to have a political science class who have come down to spend a day and a half to see us how law is made and answer questions, and their professor Jeff Dent is here as well, and there's I think 10 or 11, and since this was going to go so quickly, I thought, well, maybe we'll start here and then we can kind of branch out. So welcome, folks.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to come all the way to Salem. And Representative Hack wanted to had a few notes.
Yeah. Welcome. I'm a graduate of Pendleton High School, so I know right where you're at. And my son played a season of football at Eastern, and my daughter is going to play volleyball this next year at Eastern. So go Mounties.
All right. So we'll go ahead and open up a work session on House Bill 5010, and we'll turn it over to Mr. Rocco.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee. Today we're dealing with the Columbia River Gorge Commission budget in House Bill 5010. The LFO recommendation is for a general fund of $904,000 and other funds of $5,000. We've been in contact with the Washington Legislature's House Committee on Appropriations and Senate Committee on Ways and Means, and they are both firmly set at this $904,000 level. And as you know, we are in a matching arrangement with the state of Washington, so this is what they are expecting from us. In addition, the Senate Ways and Means Committee has included in their budget an additional $80,000 a year for their Department of Commerce to provide as a grant to Klickitat County to hire a planner. And as you know, this has been a longstanding issue between the states, that Klickitat County has not adopted the ordinances, and so the Gorge Commission has had to do additional work for Klickitat County. In the past, this is analogous to what the Oregon legislature has done by providing some grant money to the Department of Land Conservation and Development for gorge activities on the Oregon side in the past. It's not immediately a matchable thing, however, so I think the co-chairs are looking at potentially doing something additionally near the end of session if that actually materializes. And as I said, it's currently only in the Senate budget. It's not in the House budget. So with that, we can get to the budget documentation. On the work session report dated 4-6-15 on page 3, there's one change to the Gorge Commission budget in package 801, and this is just to reduce the general fund by $15,132 to get down to the $904,000 level. And there's also a reduction of $152 other funds just to remove inflation from this other funds placeholder that we put in the budget. As you can see on the table on page 1 of the memo, there usually is no actual expenditures of these other funds. They're just there in case the Gorge Commission gets a grant or something on the Oregon side. And we don't even know if that would ever work because all of the bookkeeping goes through the state of Washington. So it's just a placeholder number there. And so with that change in package 801, the recommended budget is $904,000 general fund, $5,000 of other funds.
With that, I would accept the motion.
Well, Mr. Co-Chair, I'd move the LFO recommendation on House Bill 5010.
All right. Is there any discussion to the motion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries.
Mr. Chair, the also included in the packet of material are the key performance measures. We are recommending no changes to those from the 13-15 levels of the measures haven't changed and the targets remain the same.
And with that, I would accept the motion on the key performance measures.
Mr. Co-Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
All right. Is there any discussion on this motion? Seeing none, are there any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries.
Mr. Chair, then the recommended changes to the appropriation bill, House Bill 5010, would be to, in line 6, delete $1,689,660 and insert $904,000, and in line 7, delete $5,152 and insert $5,000.
Okay, and do I have a motion?
Indeed, Mr. Co-Chair, I would move to adopt the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 5010.
Okay, is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries. And then we are on to the final motion.
I would move House Bill 5010 as amended to the full committee with a do pass recommendation.
All right. Representative Gomberg moves House Bill 5010 as amended to the full committee with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Nope, seeing none, the motion carries. And then carriers to full.
Mr. Co-Chair, since part of the gorge is in my district, I'd be happy to carry it to full committee.
Okay. Would you also want to carry it on the Senate floor?
I could, yes.
Okay. And then on the House side, I can go ahead and carry it.
And Mr. Chair, it doesn't need to be a member full to go to the floor, so we can spread these around.
So I'll go ahead and carry this to the full, and I'll do it on the floor as well, just to make it easy.
I thought the senator was taking it to full. Did I misunderstand?
Oh, that's right. He's taking it to full. I'll carry it on the floor. So. All right. And with that, we'll go ahead and close the work session on House Bill 5010 and adjourn the meeting.